Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, testing. All right, get on the mic, midriff. Get on the mic.
I got no comment to the midriff line, except I have a beautiful
You were stretching
midriff.
And I could see your waistline.
I actually have been thinking I need a new shirt lately. I think this shirt's a little small for me.
I'd say so.
Because you're getting all muscular.
Muscular is one way of putting it. I'd call it husky.
Husky.
Huskular.
Isn't that the meanest phrase term for like a clothing size? Husky.
Husky.
Yeah, remember when you're like when you were a kid? Did you ever have to wear husky pants? I did. You had to wear
husky too.
Husky pants. Like, and it was called husky.
No.
Like, could you not call it something else, like beautiful? Or like, I don't know, even just like large. But like husky?
Extra large, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
not,
why?
Actually, even extra large isn't that bad. It's just, you're a little extra.
It made me so self-conscious as a kid, being like, oh, I wear.
Well, how about being
a girl? Where's your husky section?
And being called big boned.
Really? Were you called big boned?
Yeah.
Were you fat growing up?
No, I was big boned.
Okay. All right.
That time it was true. That time I was big boned.
Melissa, I don't know how to tell you this.
What?
But everyone's bones are roughly the same size.
No, they're not.
There's no such thing as a big boned person.
No, I was husky. But I mean, they would say I was big boned.
Yeah, right. Harder to kidnap. I know. I've heard them all. But you were fat.
Harder to
yeah, I was. Okay. I was kind of fat. But I don't like that word fat. I was a little overweight.
You were chubby. A chubsters.
Yeah, a little bit. But I hated being called big boned, which, by the way, people definitely have different size bones. I mean, put your fingers around somebody's wrists or their knees.
You know, right. But proportional to your body.
What do you mean?
Like,
my bones?
Yeah.
No, my bones are big.
Like, fatter people don't have bigger bones than regular people.
Well, some people have bigger bones. I do have bigger bones. I'm German.
But not like wider.
Yeah, thicker. For sure.
Okay.
Wait.
There's no way.
Absolutely. Have you seen my knees?
Germans have big bones?
Have you seen my knees? Yeah.
Have you seen my knees? Yeah, wait. Yeah. Yeah. Don't slide that one past the goalie.
What?
Germans don't bigger bones.
Yes. Yeah, mine do. My German family.
Okay.
My German roots.
That's what they told you. That's what they told you.
No, it's totally true.
I feel like you were the kind of person that believes like all the stories your family said growing up.
Oh my gosh. Listen,
mom told me her grandma was on the Titanic and I believed it. Never again did I ever believe anything else my mom said, because I found out that was a lie.
Oh, well, why is your mom lying to you about stuff like that?
I don't know.
That's a whole other story.
I know. That's for therapy, not this podcast.
I was told last night that my grandma's maiden name is Hopkinson.
Hopkinson? That's a lot of syllables.
Yeah.
Okay.
So technically, like, my dad's cousins are Hopkinsons. I'm going golfing with them soon. My brother brought this up last night and I went, oh, I haven't seen them in a while. That will be fun. And he goes, yeah, you know, the people who signed the Declaration of Independence. And I said, what? He goes, technically, he goes, and he even claimed, not 100% sure if this is true, but we have been told a great, 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 great relative of ours signed the Declaration of Independence.
With the last name of Hopkinson?
He didn't sign it like John Hancock. John Hancock did full names. He was a part of like the crew that did like the initials. But
okay, this sounds made up.
I swear to God, I'm being, and then my brother had to, didn't have to. He chose to do a project on that guy for some sort of history class in high school and found out that there was a Hopkinson who did sign the Declaration of Independence.
But just his initials.
Just his initials.
Okay, that's the caveat right there that tells me everything's made up.
It's like, the DNA testing.
Yeah. Oh, A-H. Ah, yeah, that's my
great...
That's my great-grandfather, Austin Huff, the first. He signed the Declaration
Look,
of Independence.
I don't believe it. This is... I'm
you
just
can't
saying,
prove me wrong.
I'm not going to believe it like my grandmother being on the Titanic.
That's much more believable. That's a much more believable lie than... My great 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 great
Why
great
is that
great
more believable?
I'm saying I don't believe either.
Because
why?
My first of all, where did the Titanic take off from? Liverpool, England.
Yeah, and they were on their way to. Where were they on their way to?
Oh gosh,
US?
Where were they?
Here,
were they
going Melissa to the US? With her history again.
Shut
Gary
up.
Ovaltine
What's
was the captain.
Like that?
Gary Ovaltine was the captain of the Titanic.
It literally, if only there was this hit movie
Would
that made about the yeah. Titanic.
You know, one, but yeah, but like it can't just be a hit movie. It's got to be like popular enough to where it won. You know, it tied the record for the most Academy Award wins ever.
And you know what I would like in that movie?
Like two major stars.
That and you know I would like, like some sort of. I understand this is a tragic event. I would like some sort of love story.
Ooh, yeah,
thing,
maybe
you know?
Throw in a couple of sex scenes.
Yeah, maybe one in the back of a car.
Actually,
hand.
Technically just one sex scene. The other one was just a nudie scene.
Would you
Yeah, I want
stop
one
it.
Nudie scene, one sex scene. Yeah. I feel like that's fair.
Sure.
We'll still get the PG-13 rating on there.
Going to have yeah. some diamonds in there. And
yeah,
stuff
how
like
they
that?
Slid Make that like... one by the goalie would to get the PG-13 rating.
I watched that in high school.
Yeah, you know what I think it is? I think it's because they only showed one boob. I think
Instead
that's how
of
they.
Two boobs?
Yeah, I think that's how they got the PG-13 as opposed to R. And PG-13, you can only say one F word, and I think they only said one F word in Titanic. So,
anyway, so did you know that my mom?
Wait,
Midge.
Oh, go ahead.
Her great 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 aunt
made up.
No, it's not. Her great great
she built
great,
the pyramids.
Great aunt. is Sacagawea. No, this is a true story.
Stop. Okay, no. This
no,
is,
because
this is
Sacagawea.
Her trying to Gary Ovaltine us.
Listen,
don't
no,
fall
no,
for
this
it,
is
Kyle.
The truth.
I'm not.
No matter how who did Sacagawea, who was she traveling with? What was their name?
Lewis and Clark.
What was the last name? Charbonneau.
Clark's last name was Charbonneau? I thought Clark was their last name. It was John Lewis mm-hmm. and James Clark.
And so my mom's last name is
also,
Charbonneau.
Lewis and Clark, Kyle, you don't know this, but Lewis and Clark was like a major theme of this podcast in the early episodes.
Why?
We don't know. It kept randomly coming up in conversation. And so like we would just talk about Lewis and Clark. One day the whole theme was built around like famous farts in history.
Oh my gosh.
And we joked about like how like if you go on a cross-country journey,
mm-hmm.
walking with a buddy and a Native American, one of the three's got to let out a fart at some point, right? And then what do you do? Do you blame it on one of the other two people? Or do you just like blame it on like, oh, what is that smell? It must be these pine trees. You know, like...
I feel like they were honest people. I feel like you have to be honest.
Oh, I think everyone was honest in like... Before like, I don't know, 1920. I feel like everyone was honest.
Read that. Read it and weep, baby.
What? Toussaint Charbonneau?
Yeah, and read who he is.
That's not...
Read who he is. Read it out loud.
Read it out loud. This is a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Toussaint Charbonneau was a French-Canadian explorer, often confused to be a member of the Lewis and Clark expedition.
Keep going.
Right there. Often confused to be a member of the Lewis and Clark expedition.
So he wasn't
a member of the expedition.
Keep reading.
He's also known as the ex-husband of Sacagawea.
There you go.
I'm just kidding. It says as the husband of Sacagawea. what are you talking about? So what was your point here?
He was married. His last name is Charbonneau. He was married to Sacagawea. And my stepmom, her last name is Charbonneau. And so she is the niece of Sacagawea.
I don't, no, I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it.
Okay, well, I'm going to text my mom.
Ooh, Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau. That's another explorer.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's related to Jean-Baptiste du Sable.
That's usually how relations work.
Was every like explorer just back in the day named Jean-Baptiste? Just, like yeah. The great, you know, like the best quarterbacks nowadays are named Manning.
It's like if you have a kid and you name him Butler, he's going to be a Butler.
Yeah, right. No, okay. I'm not falling for this even still. All right, okay. You fell for pickleball even after looking it up, so I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna text my mom, who has no bias, to tell that this is a lie or a truth.
What?
Your story. That's what you're doing right now. You just said I'm gonna text her, which is just like, yeah. If I tell my mom, hey,
yeah,
this is true, right? She's
right.
Just gonna be like, sure, I don't care.
Yeah. If it's like if my mom's maiden name was O'Neill, I could be like, yeah, she's related to Shaq. And I'll text my mom, what's your maiden name? And she'll say O'Neill. See, I told you.
They're the same spelling.
See, it's Shaq and my mom.
That's how I beat Shaq.
Yeah, brother and sister.
How do you spell Sacagawea?
Okay. Only an ancestor of Sacagawea knows how to spell Sacagawea.
I will tell you if you know where the Titanic was going.
The United States.
Okay.
London across the ocean to the U.S.,
Where in the U.S.? There's a lot of places.
New York.
There's the state? The whole state?
New York City.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you looking at me like that?
Okay, no, but what's a more believable... You be the judge here, okay?
Okay.
What's the more believable lie?
Okay. I like this game.
My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather... might have signed the Declaration of Independence.
Which I have said out loud, I do not believe.
Or...
Well, why would your family lie to you?
My great-grandma was on the Titanic.
Yours, Austin, is less believable.
Wait. No.
Less believable.
Wait, what? Why? No. Let me argue this for a second. Going back to my original questioning. Where did the Titanic take off from? She already forgot.
England.
Where?
London.
Liverpool.
Liverpool.
My great-grandma was Italian, 100%. In fact, my grandfather was off the boat Italian. So she's already living in Europe. Comes to America as a young girl from England on the Titanic.
Oh, wow, he's struggling. He's struggling right now to try to come up with a story.
I'm not trying
to
sell it.
You can tell he's trying to make it up on the spot.
I'm not trying to make it up. This is like,
Europe
that's why
to Liverpool, Liverpool to the United States. That's what I'm hearing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying that's what
I'm hearing. So why would that be unbelievable for my great-grandma to be on the Titanic and survived? She was a young girl, a child, on the Titanic. All women and children were saved, almost. Not all, but... a good chunk of them.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert.
That's more believable than, my great-grandpa signed the Declaration of Independence, but his not his full name, just two letters. Those two letters could be literally anyone.
Well, yeah, but...
There also
is
somebody with the same name as those initials that was...
Okay, A.H. could be Alan Houston.
But those
New York
but there
Nick.
Is
but,
somebody
also could be Austin Huff.
With that last name to have helped get America to where it is today. So you're saying you believe your lie more than the truth of America.
What? You're saying your grandfather,
USA.
Great... What? Stop.
USA.
Why are you chanting?
USA.
I hate you both.
USA.
I never
USA.
Wanted to be anywhere else.
USA. 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 USA.
Gosh, I wish I was on the Titanic right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.